Do you know what time it is? I'll give you a hint. What do you think when you hear that sound? It is time to beef. There it is. If you're watching on CBS Sports Network, the plastic tower of beef. Clones, not all beef jerky is the same. Old Trapper's original old-fashioned teriyaki, hot and spicy and peppered, all come in 4-ounce bags. That way you can sample different flavors and find the best one for you. Ask for Old Trapper by name, because no other jerky compares to Old Trapper. What is your beef? Not only do they make the finest beef jerky in the land, they're responsible for the finest segment in the land. The What's Your Beef segment, which we do once a week. Let's get at it. Once again, here are the ground rules. The ground rules are, there are no ground rules. Beef about anything you want. Just make sure it's appropriate for daytime television and radio. But it can be about anybody or anything you want. Call right now, 1-800-636-8686. Hit me up on Twitter. Hit me up via email. Chalk says, and if Chalk says, it is his segment. Let's start with the phones. Sometimes it works great, sometimes not as well. Let's find out. First stop today, this guy will set the tone. Let's go to Pomona. Anthony. Anthony, what's your beef?
Jimmy, my beef is with my girlfriend for making me go to her fat ass friend's birthday party instead of WrestleMania this weekend. Now, I'm in Pomona, so I live in LA County. I love wrestling, so that's what I want to do this weekend. I want to go make a memorable moment with my daughter. Take her to something she's going to remember forever. Not watch a bunch of fat pigs stuff their face at a buffet at a bowling alley. War Kelly Clarkson. And war me being out of breath right now. Bye.
War me being out of breath right now. He said, my beef is with my girlfriend because I have to go to one of her fat friends' birthdays when I would rather create memories with my daughter at WrestleMania. That's a legitimate beef right there. Rather than seeing, quote, a bunch of pigs stuff their face.
Fat!
He's got a good point, right? I don't know, dude. Can you not put your foot around or put your foot down and say this is how this is? I really am sorry that I can't go to your friend's birthday party, but my daughter and I have a previous engagement at WrestleMania where we go plan to make memories. All right, Anthony, getting us started. So far, so good. 1-800-636-8686. Let's go to Philadelphia. John. Hey, John, what's up? What's your beef?
Hey, John.
Yeah, my beef is with the guy who walks his dog on the path that I'm trying to exercise on. And I know we've heard this before, but I'm so fired up, man, I can't even take it anymore. He leaves a pile of his dog crap in the middle of the trail, and I miss it. Now I step in it. It's in my car. It's on my pants because it was on my bicycle tire. Dude, clean up your mess, all right? I don't need that crap on me, around me. Why can't you clean up your mess? I'm going to have to take your nose, the scruff of your neck, and smear your face into that crap. So you can remember to clean it up. Hey, War Teresa in Arizona and a crusty Leff in Laguna, your childish, sophomoric, perverted humor shows us exactly where you live. I'm out.
Hey, John, War, you and your anger.
Hey, John.
That was incredible. That was one of my favorite beefs in quite some time. My man's pissed, yo. John in Philly has got beef. That's a tough act to follow. Who am I going to put in that position? That is a really tough act to follow. Let's go to Sacramento. John in Sactown. John, what's your beef?
Hey, Jim. Thanks for taking my call. My beef is with Sactown itself. Terrible drivers, unattractive women, people that say hella all the time. Would someone please rescue me back to the 818?
My man.
The former yeah, Laker fan, War Kings, Raider Nation.
John in Sactown, somebody rescue me back to the 818. I'll meet you halfway. I can see where you'd want to go back to the 818 because, well, 818 for life. But John,
818 for life.
If you listen to the Reinvention Project with Jim Rome, you would know this. No one's coming to rescue you, dude. No one is coming to save you, my man. If you want to go back to the 818, go back to the 818. You can drive there. You can fly there. You can ride your bike there. Probably catch a train. They have trains in Sacktown, right? If you want out, leave. Let's go to Portland. Amber. Oh, look at Amber on the phones. Amber, what is your beef?
Romy, my beef is actually with you. Yeah. So you keep saying that you want people to make it better, contribute, make it better. But then you continue to let Messlene call in or write in, and she has her dumb, like, which QB she finds beefy takes or how hot Johannes is. Nobody cares. Those aren't hot takes. Those are hot garbage. Quit contradicting yourself.
Amber, you are so good. Racker.
War Lady Clones.
War Lady Racker. Clones. I mean, she just was so methodical and measured and savage. That was awesome. Great job. And the beef was with me, and I thought it was awesome. Amber, you are good. I like it. 1-800-636-8686. Who's got beef? I got a platform. A national. No, an international platform for your beefs. Let's go to Florida. I like it. I always like going to Florida. Bergie. Bergie in Florida. Bergie, what is your beef?
Romy, my beef is with my man Alvy during the live commercial reads. He's killing me by not doing the sound drops. I mean, it's Jackson Hewitt. It's Jackson Jackson. He's not dropping it. I'm begging him to drop it. And I'm warning you telling the clones the line you dropped on Dodger Jana, the smooth line when she was your boss, to pick her up. I'm out.
The smooth line that I dropped on Dodger Jana when she was my boss to pick her up. I don't know. I don't remember dropping any smooth lines on her when she was my boss to pick her up. Like, that never happened. I never dropped any smooth lines on Dodger Jana. This is the beef segment, not the ATP. As far as Alvy, I don't tell Alvy anything, but I especially don't tell him to fire drops while I'm doing live reads, because the live reads are the reason Alvin and I are here.
No.
Leave those alone. For some reason, the sales reps and the traffic folks do not have the same sense of humor or sensibilities that you do, or James Kelly does. 1-800-636-8686. We're starting with the phones today. Let's go to Ann Arbor. Randy in Ann Arbor. Randy in Ann Arbor told me that he is a professor at the University of Michigan. He has said as much on the show. He is on record with that. So not only are we talking about a professor at an extraordinarily prestigious university, but calling a radio program during a beef segment. This is about as good as it gets. We go to Ann Arbor. Randy, it's nice to have you back. What is your beef? Go ahead, Randy. You're on the air. Now you're not, Professor.
No. You don't like that call.
I don't like that call. Not a very good call.
My man, you all right? I hope he's okay. He's usually really eager to come on. Like, I thought that I heard him inhale, kind of gasp for air. My man, did the mask come out of the ceiling? Did you not put it on your face first? Oh, well, that'll happen. I just hate to alienate the one professor that calls the show. There just aren't professors running around calling the jungle. I don't want to alienate the one we have. However, rules are rules. You were not ready to go. Let's go to Kentucky. I love Kentucky. Mark in Kentucky. Mark, good to have you. What's your beef?
Doggy dog. My beef is when you borrow the wife's car and you flip down the sun visor while you're driving and a load of papers comes falling down like confetti in the Canyon of Heroes. Hey, OL, get your ish together. War, thinking that the song 17 by Winger is creepy, signed Kiss and Christine 16. Bonus war, Matt in L.A. and Flamey and being the same person. Mark in the bluegrass. I'm oot.
My man, nice job in the bluegrass. I've got a different kind of beef. Not getting into the wife's car, but the wife getting into my car and changing every setting. That's my beef. I mean, it's legit. What is she supposed to do? Not be able to see out the rearview mirrors? Not be able to see out of the side view mirror? Not be able to reach the gas pedals or push? Whatever. I get it all. I just don't like it. That's why I try not to trade rigs very often. Because you know those settings? How long does it take you to reset the settings? They're never back to where they were, no matter how hard you try, right? But then again, if this is what my beef is, it must be a pretty good life, right? So now we're starting to get beefs in response to beefs, and that always works. Let's go to Sacramento. Joe in Sacktown. Joe, what's your beef?
What's up, Professor? Hey, this is for John in so-called Sacktown. You know, maybe you're missing a Botox injection or something like that, or you can't breathe without smog, but you can take you and all the fake Laker fans and bounce your butt back on the Southwest flight at 11:30 this afternoon. All right, buddy, take it easy. That's
nice
my
job. I got you. What, you can't breathe without smog? You can't smile without Botox? You can be on the 11:30 Southwest flight. You probably got flights out of there every half hour.
You are now free to move about the country.
Nice job, Sacktown. Good, strong crackback. What, you can't breathe without smog? Yo, we can't do anything without Botox. Let's read a few. Van Sizzle, I got beef. When the old lady cooks a nice two-person dinner of chicken breast, Brussels sprouts, and mashed potatoes, please explain how this equates to 8 spatulas, 4 measuring cups, 5 pots and pans, 8 forks, 10 spoons, 4 glass containers, and 10 to 15 pieces of unidentified cutlery. I also love that you've got the dishes, right? Thanks for dinner, babe. But feel free to tighten up the dish management. Andy from Denver. That's well played. Well played. Hey, Jim, my beef is with the company that makes the plastic silverware holder in the kitchen drawer. How come they make them so oversized? Utensils falling over, getting turned upside down, you name it. Silverware is fairly standard sized with little variance. Hey, idiots, use a tape measure and redesign the damn thing. Stephen Stockton, 2 things. 1, love the use of the word variance because I'm a wordsmith. 2, extremely random, so I like it. I love beefs that I've never heard before. Hey, Jim, my beef is with after. I've heard this one before, but I already like where he's going. My beef is with aftermarket LED headlight guy. Try as you may, but those 1 million candle power spotlights have done nothing to enhance your 94 Acura. Because of your vanity and gross oversight, the rest of us require a welding mask to be on the same road as you. Your car needs to be turned into my next beer can. Jim in Quartz Hill. That is awesome. Nicely done. Hey, Chuck, are you sure we did the right thing by going to the phones and not our written beefs? These are good. Rome, my beef is with Subway, quote, sandwich artists, end of quote, who insist on putting the toppings down before the condiments. Yeah, can I get cold cut combo with a mountain of mayonnaise on top of my iceberg lettuce so it gets all over the paper when you wrap it up? And thank you for the one napkin covered in mustard, Vincent Van Doe. Garrett in North Hollywood. I think we're 3 for 3. Hey, Rome, I have a beef with my friend that owns a mowing service. He calls me and he says he has a new aeration machine and needs, quote, practice using it, and asked if he could aerate my yard. I say, go ahead. He does it, and a week later, I get a bill from his service for $100. What a bag move. Aaron in Iowa, 4 for 4. Dude, that is a bag move. Van Sizzle, my beef is with product manufacturers who use 10 gallons of glue to seal their product. great. My cereal box lid gets shredded into 1,000 pieces when I try to open it. Yippee! I have to destroy the first 75 tickets of TP to get the stupid roll started. Hey, manufacturers, back off on the glue, you bags. You're not protecting the golden Fort Knox. Brad in the 360, cycling degenerate. Romy, my beef is with my telecommuting coworker. Referring to your cat as, quote, my assistant is not cute and it's never been funny. Blake in Denver. Hey, Blake, how long have you been listening to this program? I feel like Blake in Denver is just old, old, old school and does not get credit. That's funny. Hey, yo, check out my assistant. My cat. Hey, Rome, my beef is Nashville? People love Nashville. Everybody loves Nashville. That's why everybody's moving to Nashville. Oh, wait, here's why. My beef is Nashville. Why does everything cost three times more than it should? Most overrated city ever. Nothing unique except those ridiculous honky-tonks. Do better, Nashville. Andrew in Louisville. Bro, that's like some ville-on-ville crime right there. Dude, you don't have to go there, do you? Van Smack, my beef is gets in the empty elevator and hovers right next to you, guy. Hey, turd Ferguson, there's family members I don't even like this much, let alone you. Park in the opposite corner like me and wait for your floor. And he writes, true story of a high-rise UPS driver, Matt in Placentia. Hey, Jim, my beef is with Amber. Don't go ripping off Coach K's yeah to bolster your weak-ass call. Get your own, Amber. Wesley, near Boise. Hey, dude, I mean, her beef was with me, and I thought it was actually a great call. Yeah?
Yeah.
Speaking of the calls, 1-800-636-8686. It is the beef segment. We do it once a week. Let's go to Alaska. Matt, I love that we have an affiliate in Alaska. I've always loved that. In fact, I've always wanted to go to Alaska, and I've never been. Matt in Alaska. Matt, what's your beef?
Jimmy, what's going on?
Yo.
Hey, I got a beef with Portland woman. As a native Oregonian, Amber comes up in the jungle all flirty with you, and then she does a little lady clone on lady clone crime with Methlene, who, let's be honest, is kind of funny. So now I got to like try to be productive here at work while I'm thinking about grungy Amber in Portland. And Jim, come to Alaska. This place is kick-ass, man. I'm out.
Nice job, bro. Well done. I'd like to come to Alaska, and I know it's kick-ass. I've seen way too many pictures, way too many vids, and talked to way too many people who've spent time there. Hey, listen, I'm already defending Amber because it was a great call. And her beef was with me, although her beef really was with Methlene. But I don't have beef with Methlene. I like them both. They're very different. And I would say that both make it better. Amber was really different because she never comes up in here. Period. At least not on the phones. And then she comes up in here the way she did. Methlene, ironically, always comes up in here, but not today. And not on a day when a fellow lady clone took a run at her. And I don't think that Amber came up in here all, quote, flirty with me. She came in here to crack on Methlene. Mission accomplished. It's all making it better. The lady clones always make it better. 1-800-636-8686. Madtown. You know Madison makes it better. In fact, Dodger Jano and Rogues are going to Madtown next week for spring break to hang out with Jake, who's graduating soon. I love Madtown. I'm the one that sent that kid there. If not for me, Jake Rome is not a part of the Badger Mafia. Well, he's not actually a part of the Mafia yet, but he is a Badger. Pete in Madison. Pete, what's your beef?
Hey, Jim. Thanks for the vine. My beef is with these radio advertisers that buy just enough time to get their commercial done, but not enough time to let you read the small print at the end. So the end of the commercial ends up going at like 90 miles an hour, and you can't hear a word the person's saying in the chipmunk voice.
Well, here's the thing, dude. Like, they have a message, but they have a legal disclaimer that has to be read, and the disclaimer, in some cases, is longer than the message. So they got to find a way to get it in. I was listening to another podcast the other day, and I've never heard anything like this one disclaimer. The disclaimer for the one commercial on the roll-in, I think, was longer than the actual podcast. And playing that thing in 1.5 speed was not going to fix that. However, there are certain legal things that have to be said. As somebody who reads commercials for a living, I can speak to this. There are certain legal things that have to be said and read. Have you ever heard one of mine?
Most eligible states, age varies by jurisdiction, eligibility restrictions
to
apply.
You're calling me a chipmunk.
DraftKings.com/sportsbook
for details and state-specific responsible gambling
I
resources.
I think I sound
gambling
awesome.
Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY. Text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Look at my ability
Ohio and Ontario
to change direction and speed.
One boost per eligible game.
Opt-in required.
10
if there were a combine
for 100%
for reading
boost,
spots,
deposit,
parlay, and wage restrictions
I would
to
be
apply,
so
eligibility
dominant.
Answers at sportsbook.draftkings.com/footballterms.
I'd be the LeBron of radio announcers
and state
at the radio announcer combine.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
That'd be like me running or reading the equivalent of a 1.540. Damn, he's fast. Let's go to Portland. Now it's on. Portland. Ray in Portland. Ray, good to have you. What's your beef?
Oh, thanks, Jim. Yeah, I got a beef with all of Alaska. It's not that great. It's cold. It's harsh. There's no sports. There's no concerts. There's no women. It's not that great. I'm out.
I'm pretty sure that part about there being no women is not accurate. I'm pretty sure that there are concerts. I've never been, so maybe I'm talking out my backside, but I'd be willing to bet, one, there are women in Alaska. Two, there is live music in Alaska. Three, there may be winter sports, but I bet there are actual sports in Alaska. But I will agree with you. Probably not all of Alaska is awesome, because not all of any region is awesome. And yes, it is cold. I probably would pick my time to go. Just like I never go to Wisconsin in the winter. But I bet Alaska in the summer is badass. Let's go to Michigan. Steve in Michigan. Good to have you, Steve. What's your beef?
Jim, thanks so much for taking my call. Hey, my beef is with Jim Guy, okay? Another Jim Guy story. So these dudes with a thick head of hair, they got just massive lettuce, right? They're just combing recklessly with reckless abandon. They're combing their hair while dudes like me just are trying to string two pieces of hair together, dude. And they just don't care because they know more lettuce is going to grow immediately, dude. It just is disheartening. Have some compassion. That's all I'm saying. I'm out, Jimmy.
Dude, you rule. Nice job, Steve-O. Way to go. What? Why is that a gym guy thing, though? Is that not a life thing or not? Are guys with great heads of hair not parading arrogantly through wherever they are in any walk of life? Or is that only in the gym because you see them when you're getting dressed? He said, come on, man. Don't be up in here flossing with your magnificent head of lettuce when I'm doing everything I can to string together the last two pieces of hair that I have and combing it over. It's disheartening. Meanwhile, you are combing with reckless abandon. And if I took your comb to my head, I would have one piece of hair left if I combed with the same arrogance and reckless abandon. Steve, you know why they do that? Not to intimidate you, not to demoralize you, but the same reason anybody can or does, because they can. My dude, there are ways around that. I'm not saying it's easy, but you could throw a rug on that. You could plug that up. Maybe smash some Rogaine into your head. I don't know. Or, dude, how about this? Play the hand you're dealt. Embrace your bald head. Bald is beautiful. Embrace everything, including the fact that you have no hair and that there's some bag in the gym. I mean, dude, he's probably swole too, right? You know what, man? Stop going to the gym. It's not your happy place. All you see is dudes who have more hair than you and are in better shape than you. Of course you feel inadequate and deficient. Build a gym in your garage. Don't venture out. That actually was a great beef. And that was a great beef segment. I can't believe it. I'm looking up. 25 after. How in the world did we get 25 after? 25 easiest, best minutes of my day.
Great.
All right. Okay. Take it easy, Avi. I'm winding it down and getting out and treating it with the respect it deserved. I always say, I'm going to crack somebody when they deserve it, and I'm going to hype somebody when they deserve that. The clones deserve to be propped. That was fun. That was great. Time now to break, isn't it, Alvin? We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
Heads up, it's going to be a short segment. I don't want this to be jarring, but it's going to be a short segment because the beef segment was so awesome and it ran long. So this will be a short segment. I just learned that Discover credit cards do something pretty incredible. At the end of your first year, they automatically double all the cash back you've earned. They automatically double all the cash back you've earned. That's right, everything you've earned, doubled. So the cash back from trips, restaurants, all doubled. Seriously, though, check the terms. Check it out for yourself at discover.com/match. Wait, that short? I knew it would be short. I didn't know it would be that short. I thought I could squeeze a phone call in here, but Alvin ran up on me with the music. Hey, yo, smart guy, what if I were to say to you, shut your music down, I want to get a phone call in here? Would that work? Oh, apparently it would. Let's go to San Francisco quickly. Mario. What's going on, Mario? How are you?
Purple turtleneck tan man. What is up, my man?
What's up, dude?
What's going on? What a glorious day it is. Not only do I have the day off, chilling on the couch with the cat, watching the Pimp in the Box on CBS Sports Network. Not only is it opening day in baseball, but it's also the Sacramento Kings back in the playoffs, Pimp. 17 years of agonizing pain and disappointment. We had to deal with the crappy owners, the Maloofs, that garbage-ass GM, D-Bock, and not one but two failed relocation attempts. And last year when they made the trade for Sabonis for Halliburton, everyone was giving crap to the Kings about how what a terrible trade it was. Well, guess what? It worked out, and the Kings are back. And they're not done yet. They're going to try to do some damage in the playoffs. And how sweet it would be to play the Golden State Warriors in the first round and end that dynasty. Living in San Francisco, I have to see these D-bag Warrior fans all the time running their mouths. Remember, these idiots disappeared in 2019 when their team was trash. I would love to end this dynasty.
Mario, and my man, nice job. Rack him. Rack him. What happened?
Rack him!
Try to say something else, but dude, like, if you're done, you're done. And if you want to keep talking, keep talking. Because you sounded like you were done. Dude, my man, I was fine with you going on. That was a good phone call. I started to compliment you, and then you started talking again. Anyway, still a good phone call. Although I don't agree with all of it. I don't agree with you taking a run at the Maloofs. The Maloofs were extraordinarily good at this program. On so many different levels back in the day. They were behind the tour stops in Sacktown. They were good to us in Vegas. They were good when they came on the program. Big fan of that fam. Also, big fan of Vlade. I'm not saying Vlade was the best GM. I'm not saying that Vlade is Bob Myers. But I got to defend Vlade as a guy. Love Vlade. However, Mario, I understand where you're coming from. He makes a good point about Halliburton. Everybody killed that trade. Killed that trade. That worked out really nicely, actually, for both. That's a Kings fan that's not only feeling it, but saying that he wants a piece of Golden State. Yeah, I don't know, dude. Yeah, I know that they're not very good on the road. And by not very good on the road, I mean pretty horrible. I know that's not a very good defensive team at all. I know they weren't what they were, but they still have that championship DNA, and you still have not been in the postseason in 16 years. Are you sure you want that? Are you sure you want that smoke? That said, if you did get a piece of them and you did beat them back, man, that'd be the best time of your life. Now I got to get out. See, we're still okay, Albie. That made it better. That's legit. When we come back, one last segment. Get up in here. I love it. The phones are ringing. Pick them up, Jock. Let's do it. Let's go out on phone calls if that's possible. Here, I love that song. Here is your sports update. Here is Rich Ackerman. Busted brackets aside, I've got a question. How have you done gambling and or betting the NCAA tournament? I guess if your bracket is busted, you probably haven't done so well playing the games. Nor have I. In fact, I've been getting my head handed to me. It's fun. Well, as fun as losing money can be. But I'm hoping to get right this weekend. The ultimate chase, right? Want to get it all back. Never mind that I ran through most of my NFL bankroll in the NCAA tournament. That's how hard it is. Chasing hard. And I'm going to do it tomorrow. The big head, James Kelly, will be by. We're going to do big head bets tomorrow for the Final Four. And knowing the big head, he may have another play outside of the Final Four, but absolutely the Final Four. Love the matchups. Love the four teams that are in. Love the matchups. Tough to bet on, though, for sure. James Kelly, big head bets tomorrow, if you're wondering about that. All right, so I mentioned that it's kind of weird to have a beef segment and not have Kathleen, a.k.a. Methylene. And especially after Amber came up in here and took a run at her. I'm like, how weird. Why is Kathleen not responding? She never misses that segment. And then a fellow lady clone takes a run at her and she's nowhere to be found. That's odd. Really odd. And then lo and behold, better late than never. Here she is. Let me give her a chance to respond to Amber in Portland because Amber cracked her. We go to Omaha. Kathleen in Omaha. Kathleen, what's going on?
Tell that crusty, grimy bitch Amber in Portland to keep my name out of her bleeping mouth.
That's not Kathleen.
You don't like that call.
I don't like that call. Not a very good call.
Nor is that amusing. So great, now we have a fake Kathleen. I guess you're nobody until you have a fake. There's a fake Silk. Hey, Kathleen, you've made it. You've hit the big time. There's a fake you. There's a fake Silk. There's a fake Silk. There's a fake John in New York. And now there's a fake Kathleen. You're nobody on this program until somebody has created a fake you.
Come on.
And as always, once there is a fake, everybody runs up in here to say, the fake is better than the actual. Okay, now, here is the actual, at least I think. This sounds like the actual. The second that idiot, whoever that was, opened his mouth, I knew it was not the actual. The second I read this first line, I know it's the actual. I know Kathleen. I mean, I don't know Kathleen, but I know the way she thinks, and I know the way she speaks, and I know the way she writes. I know this is authentic. Quote, look here. Knock it off with the whole Methylene. That ain't my name. And I am way too pretty to be a meth addict. I am a Johannes Ekstrom addict. Kathleen in Omaha. We know, Kathleen. We know. We know. You've made that very clear. You're addicted to Johannes. Johannes, if he knew you existed, would be terrified of you.
Hit the crab.
I knew that was her, though. Quote, look here. Knock it off with the whole Methylene. That ain't my name. I am way too pretty to be a meth addict. I'm a Johannes Ekstrom addict. That's definitely her. That's how she writes. That's how she speaks. That's how she thinks. I don't need to fact check that, verify that, confirm that. There's no doubt in my mind. I'd bet my life that's her. Anybody else? Any other fakes? Anybody else that want to come up in here before the end of the show? Hi, Jim. How am I doing gambling on March Madness? Ask James Kelly. I do what he says. Bella, I don't want to overreact, Bella, to you either. But at this point, I would say you're as much addicted to James Kelly and his picks as Methuen, Kathleen is to Johannes. How am I doing gambling on March Madness? Ask James Kelly. I do what he says. Bella, you've never struck me as somebody who does what anybody tells you to do. You're Bella B. in Calgary.
They're all
buttholes
out there.
It's James
really
Kelly.
Are.
She just said it. They're all buttholes. Except James Kelly. I just do whatever he says.
Butthole.
Hey, Bella, if James Kelly told you to jump off a bridge, would you? If James Kelly told you to go play on a freeway, would you? I just do what he says? It did work during the NFL season. Maybe not as well during the tournament. But then again, it's not working for anybody as well during the tournament. If anybody gets on the air and tries to tell you that they're just slaughtering the NCAA tournament, that they're killing it, they're lying. You're much better off just owning it like the rest of us. We're not. We're getting our brains beaten in. That's part of what makes the tournament so awesome. It's so unpredictable. It's great. But it's a good way to get your brains beaten in if you're not careful. Hey, James, are you feeling even more pressure knowing that Bella is going to do whatever you tell her to do? We should try something out. Try and tell her something crazy and see if she does that. Romeo, cut the cheese. Signed, Mike McCarthy. During the NFL coach's photo. V in the fee. V, don't make that your brand, dude. I would hate to end you on the show. V, don't make that your brand. Yeah, I understand that Mike McCarthy looked bloated and looked like he wanted to pinch one off. But notice I didn't mention that. Because I'm not about that, V. This is not a safe place for that, V. When James Kelly gets his own show and his own pod, then you can take that crap to him because that is where he lives. Kelly thinks that's great. V, dude, you know I like you. Don't make me end your participation on this program with that kind of nonsense. War the Lakers and Kings fighting again in the playoffs. Not quite the same thing, is it? Not quite the same thing as the referees jamming Sacramento when Sacramento looked like they could win it all. The Lakers as play-in candidates and Sacramento in 2023. I mean, it's still kind of cool, but it's not like that. It'll never be like that ever again because nobody's ever been jammed harder than Sacramento was in that game. I know that's a sore subject. Hey, Sacktown. I'm going to say something, and let me get your reaction. Let's play some word association, all right? Sacramento, think about this for a minute. Say the first thing that pops into your mind when I utter this phrase. You ready? That's how word association is, right? I say something, and wherever you are, if you're in public, if you're at home, if you're in your car, just blurt out whatever comes to mind. You ready? Dick Pavetta. Oh, wait. Oh, you didn't hear me. Dick Bavetta. Just kidding, Sacktown. For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product experts ready to answer your toughest questions. Call or click Grainger.com or just stop on by. Sacktown. Dick Bavetta. Just kidding. Sacktown, it's a glorious day. Mario said it best. It is a glorious day. You're back in the postseason. The drought is over. I like it. Light the beam. Light the beam. My thanks to Sean Casey, Ian Eagle, and you clones. See you tomorrow. We're out.